Penguin Random House Audio presents The Wolf by Lorenzo Carcaterra. Read for you by Keith Sarabica. Prologue. Florence, Italy. Summer 2012. It was not yet noon, but already humid on this mid-August Sunday. Stalls and carts lined the Piazza Santa Croce as the statue of Dante glared down at hundreds of tourists and locals. Visitors wearing cameras like jewels around their necks ordered quarter kilos of prosciutto, salami, and fresh mozzarella, each slice laid evenly across the open face of bread just removed from small portable ovens. Others asked for pizzettas covered with toppings and wrapped in wax paper. The locals lingered, scanning the goods, preparing to buy enough to get through the early part of the week. Many had been to Mass and now anticipated the family meal. Street clowns and mimes provided levity to the congested and boisterous setting. The young man was in his early 20s, clean-shaven and dressed in casual Florentine attire, a tan jacket, cream-colored slacks, and white button-down shirt. One hand hid inside the left pocket of his jacket, while the other held a chocolate gelato cone, the mound of cream melting in the heat. The man ate in the manner that he walked, slow and leisurely, and he wiped at thin veins of melting chocolate with a folded napkin. He studied the people around him and smiled. If many in the crowd were to die within the next several minutes, they had chosen a glorious day in a splendid setting. The man's name was Ali Ben Bashir. He was the youngest son of an Iranian father and an Italian mother. His parents met when both were medical students at the